So he received and absorbed all of the Greek culture.
不单是这样,
Not only that,
他生下来就是一个罗马人,
he was born a Roman citizen. He experienced the greatest right under the Roman rulership. This young man was a great man.
许多的少年人,
if many young men, if they had such a great environment,
恐怕他们要向世界去得做一个很大的一个地位,
they probably would go into the world to want to receive a high position.
但是这个少年人,
but this young man, he pursued spiritual things.
他可以说把世界放下了,
as if he left the world aside.
因为他知道世界是暂时,
because he knew that the world was temporary.
他是一个追求永生的人,
he was looking for something eternal.
但是可惜,
but shame was this.
因为他没有启示,
but because he did not have revelation.
他受到最高的最好的遗传,
he had the best heritage.
最好的这个古人的遗传,
he had the best tradition.
但是他认为耶稣是叛徒,
but he felt that our Lord Jesus was a rebel.
所以他觉得还有责任要逼迫所有信耶稣的人,
so he felt he had a responsibility to persecute those who followed the Lord Jesus. To destroy everything related to believing in Jesus. Then he would be serving God.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见,
so brothers and sisters, you see this. He was a zealous man. He was a powerful man.
他这样做乃是服侍神,
he believed that by doing this, he was serving God. He was completely in darkness.
今天有多少的人生活在古人的遗传里?
How many people they live under tradition?
就是很多我们所谓信主的人还是活在古人的遗传里。
Even believers today live under tradition.
我们缺少
we lack spiritual understanding.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
神监察他的心,
God examines hearts.
知道他的心是正直的,
examined his heart and knew his heart was pure.
所以神顾念他,
so God remembered him.
当他拿了祭司长的文书啊, 要到大马士去抓基督徒的时候,
when he went to Damascus to persecute the church,
当他这样去做的时候,
when he went to do this,
忽然天上有光照着他,
all of a sudden there was a light that shone,
比太阳的光还厉害,
it was brighter than the sun,
他被这光击倒在这个地上,
and he was struck down by this light.
他听见一个声音,
he heard a voice,
他说, 扫罗, 扫罗,
the Saul, Saul,
你为什么逼迫我?
Why are you persecuting me?
你用脚去刺,
it is hard for you to kick against the goads.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
扫罗不认识耶稣,
Saul did not know Jesus.
他把耶稣认错了,
he misread Jesus.
他把耶稣认为是应当消灭的,
he felt that he should destroy the Lord Jesus.
但是主认识他,
but our Lord knew him.
就说扫罗, 扫罗,
he said, Saul, Saul,
你为什么逼迫我?
Why do you persecute me?
这个声音,
this voice was not a reprimanding voice.
这个声音是个同情的声音,
this voice was a voice of compassion.
你为什么逼迫?
Why are you persecuting me?
你不知道你在哪里做什么?
Don't, you don't know what you're doing.
你是用脚去刺,
you are there kicking against the goat.
你知道在古时的时候,
you know that in the olden days,
如果你耕田的话,
if you were there tilling the field,
你用一个牛, 用一个羊,
whether you use
用一个牛, 用一个马,
use an ox or a horse,
把人都放在他的颈项上,
and then you would put a yoke upon him,
然后你就牵着, 这个牛, 就是叫牛去耕田咯,
and then you would take this yoke and this ox and move him forward to till the land.
但是呢, 有牛啊, 或者马, 有野心啊,
but the ox or the horse has his own thoughts.
所以他看见旁边有好吃东西啊，他就要往旁边走了。
So when he sees something good to eat on the side, he'll try to take a detour.
那这样，他这个耕量就不会直了吗？
So now if he tilled the field, then it would be crooked.
所以这个农夫啊，另外的手里拿了一根刺。
So then the farmer would take a goad on his other hand.
那是一根棍子啊，有一个尖的头的。
It's a long stick with a sharp edge.
他就把这个刺啊，在这个牛啊或者马的腿上啊，把它稍微碰一下。
And then he would prick on the leg of the ox or the horse.
他没有意思要伤他。
He didn't want to hurt him.
就是警告他一下。
Just to warn him.
告诉他说你有主人了。
To remind him, you have an owner.
你有人在那里，你知道在那里替他做事啊。
You're there working for somebody.
你不能照你自己的意思做。
You can't do what you think you want to do.
但是这个牛啊，或者这个马啊，有野心啊。
But this horse and this ox, he has his own thoughts.
他反而用他的脚来踢这个刺。
Then he would want to kick against that goat.
一踢就受伤了。
And when he kicked, he would get hurt.
那么就说受伤了。
Then he'd get really hurt.
那踢了几次就学乖了。
After a few times, they would learn.
这是我们的主对扫罗所说的话。
This is what the Lord said to Saul.
你不要忘记你有一个主人。
Don't forget you have a Lord.
我们所有被造的人都有一个主人。
All of us created beings have a Lord.
我们人的被造是为着神做事。
We were created for God.
不是为着我们自己做事。
Not for ourselves.
但是我们忘记了。
But we forgot.
所以主就提醒我们。
The Lord was reminding us.
我们有一个主人。
We have a master.
我们要顺服他。
We have to obey him.
我们要做他的事。
We have to do his things.
我们不能抵挡他。
We cannot disobey him.
我们抵挡他，我们自己吃苦。
If we rebel against him or fight against him, we suffer.
所以主对扫罗讲。
So that's why the Lord said to Saul.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
For you to kick against the goat, it is difficult.
当斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候。
When Stephen was stoned to death.
他看见天开了。
He saw the heavens open.
他看见主耶稣站在那里欢迎他。
He saw the Lord Jesus there welcoming him.
他死的时候。
When he died.
他祷告。
He prayed.
神啊。
Father.
不要把这个罪归给他们。
Do not put the sin upon them.
你想扫罗的良心不受责备吗？
Don't you think that the conscience of Saul was bothering him?
神的刺在他的良心上。
God was using the goat to prick his conscience.
但他反他的良心。
But then he was going against his conscience.
一次两次多次。
Once, twice, three times.
他去抓基督徒。
He went to capture Christians.
男男女女都抓了。
Men and women.
定他们的罪。
And then condemn them.
叫他们说许多的话。
And to make them blaspheme.
他是一个君子啊。
He is a honorable man, gentleman.
他是个法利赛人。
He is a Pharisee.
有道德的人。
He is a moral person.
做这样的事，他良心不受责备吗？
To do such things, doesn't his conscience bother him?
一定是。
Of course.
但是他背着他的良心。
But he went against his conscience.
他家把家里也逼迫基督徒。
And he even more so went and persecuted the Christians.
要把他良心的声音压下去。
He wanted to suppress that voice in his conscience.
但是神爱他。
But God loved him.
主说，用脚踢刺是难。
The Lord said, "It is hard for you to kick against the goats."
扫罗，就是主啊，你是谁？
Then Saul said, "Lord, who are you?"
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord said, "I am the Jesus whom you persecute."
弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and sisters,
扫罗在大马士路上。他看见异象。
On the way to Damascus, Saul saw a vision.
这个异象是什么呢？
What is that vision?
第一，
First,
他看见了主。
He saw the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
神乐意把他的儿子启示在他的里面。
It pleases God to reveal his son in me.
他不光是眼睛看。
He not just looked at physically, look at the Lord physically. 并
因为这个光把他眼睛照瞎了。
But because this light struck him blind,
他里面的眼睛开了。
His inner eye opened.
他真正看见主耶稣。
He saw the Lord Jesus.
他看见耶稣不是受逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
He saw not the Jesus of Nazareth that was persecuted.
他看见耶稣是主。
He saw that Jesus was Lord.
他是万有的主。
He is the God above all.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他看见了主。
He saw the Lord.
他看见了神所看见的这位主耶稣。
He saw how God saw his son.
神看他的儿子是尊贵的。
When God sees his son, he is one of honor.
现在他看见耶稣是神的儿子。
Now he sees that Jesus is the Son of God.
神看他的儿子是万有的主。
God sees his son as the Lord of all.
现在扫罗也看见。
Now Saul also saw.
神看他的儿子乃是万王之王，万主之主。
God sees his son as the King of kings, the Lord of lords.
所有的一切都在他的脚下。
Everything is under subjection to his feet.
扫罗也看见。
Saul also saw it.
他看见了这个。
When he saw this,
他就把自己完全降服。
Then he gave up all.
主啊，你要我做什么？
He said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
他不但看见了元首基督，
he not only saw the head, Christ,
他也看见了身体。
He also saw the body.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主耶稣说，
Because the Lord Jesus said,
扫罗，扫罗，
Saul, Saul,
你为什么逼迫我？
Why do you persecute me?
扫罗是个法利赛人。
Saul was a Pharisee.
法利赛人是最会讲逻辑的。
Pharisees are best when it comes to logic.
那按照逻辑来讲，
According to logic,
扫罗可以回答主说，
Saul could respond to the Lord.
你在天上，我在地上。
You're in heaven, I am on earth.
我怎么能逼迫你呢？
How can I persecute you?
我没有逼迫你。
I did not persecute you.
但是扫罗没有这样讲。
But Saul didn't say this.
为什么呢？
Why?
在他灵里面。
In his spirit.
他看见。
He saw it.
原来你碰身体上任何的肢体，你就是碰了头了。
Is when you touch any of the members of the body, you already touched the head.
他在那里抓基督徒。
He was there trying to capture Christians.
杀基督徒。
Killing Christians.
逼迫基督徒。
Persecuting them.
现在头在那里讲话。
Now the head was speaking.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why do you persecute me?
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
就在大马士的路上。
On the way to Damascus.
他看见了基督的身体。
He saw the body of Christ.
不但看见了基督。
He not only saw Christ.
他看见了基督。
He saw the body of Christ.
所以从那个时候开始。
So from that time on.
你看见在他生活的里面。
That there was a great change in his life.
他本来是一个高高在上的人。
Before, he was one who liked to be in the high place.
他的名声啊，从耶路撒冷已经传到大马士了。
His name from Jerusalem all the way to Damascus was famous.
但是神用一个亚拿尼亚。
But God used a person named Ananias.
一个无名小卒。
Someone.No, a no-name person.
来安守在他的头上。
And then laid his hand upon his head.
说兄弟扫罗。
Said, brother Saul.
你的眼睛神开了。
God has opened your eyes.
并且要被圣灵充满。
And you will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你看吗？
You see that?
一个大的伟大的人。
A great man.
现在受一个小的肢体的安守。
Now was there being laid hands upon by a small member of the body.
他就学习。在身体里头做一个肢体。
He learned to be a member of the body.
现在你是弟兄扫罗。
Now you are brother Saul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果我们看见了身体的异象。
If we see the vision of the body.
那个异象就把我们减少了。
That vision will reduce us.
叫我们看见我们不过是一个肢体。
We will see, but we are but one member in the body.
我们需要我们的弟兄替我们安守。
We need our brother to lay his hand upon us.
与我们的弟兄联合在一起。
To be united with our brother.
这样才能成为基督的身体。
Then we can become the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
从他得了这个异象之后。
Ever since he received that vision.
你看他不但改变了。 他一生的工作。
And not only changed his work for the rest of his life,
也改变了他一生的生活。
It also changed his living for the rest of his life.
在他一生的生活里面。
And all of his daily living.
虽然他是个大使徒。
Even though he was a great apostle.
但是就是他写书信的时候。
Even as he wrote the epistles.
他总是要把一个提摩太把一个希拉拉进来一同来写。
He always would bring a Timothy or a Silas to write it with him.
他不是说我保罗在这里。
He didn't say I, Paul.
我用不着其他的人。
I don't need the others.
你就看见他在工作上总是与人配合在一起。
So in work, he would always be co-working with others.
不是单枪匹马的。
He's not there going solo.
并且在生活上。
And in his living as well.
他总是追求教徒。
He would always seek for fellowship.
他在大马士蒙恩了。
In Damascus, he received grace.
他就与大马士的信徒一同出入。
Then he would come, go in and out and forth, forth and back with the saints.
他跑到耶路撒冷。
When he came to Jerusalem.
他就要与耶路撒冷的信徒交通。
He wanted to have fellowship with the saints in Jerusalem.
但是大家怕他。
But everybody was afraid of him.
因为大家是知道他的过去。
Because they know of his past.
不敢接近他。
They dare not approach him.
感谢神。
But thank God.
神用巴拿巴把他带到使徒的面前。
Through Barnabas, God brought him amidst the apostles.
圣经说他就与耶路撒冷的信徒一同出入。
So then the Bible says that Paul went forth and back with the people of the church in Jerusalem.
他无论到哪里去
，No matter where he went,
都寻求教徒。
He was seeking for fellowship.
因为他是活在身体里。
Because he was living in the body.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天所需要的
What we need today,
乃是身体的意象
is the vision of the body.
我们要记得
We have to remember,
身体的意象
the vision of the body,
和主的意象
is with, and along with the vision of Christ,
是一个意象
is one vision.
你没有办法把头与身体分开。
You cannot separate the head and the body.
如果你真正看见基督
If you truly see Christ,
你一定看见教会。
You must see the church.
你看见头一定看见身体。
If you see the head, you'll see the body.
因为这是一个启示。
Because it's one revelation.
如果我们真正看见这个启示
If we truly see this revelation,
在我们的生活上
In our living,
在我们的工作上
in our work, in our service,
一定有极大的改变。
There will be a great change.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So, dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们的需要
Today, our need
就是要求主
is to ask the Lord
叫我们真正得到智慧和启示的灵
that we may truly receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation
认识基督
to know Christ
并且认识教会
and to know the church.
基督是元首
Christ is the head.
神一切的丰富都在他的里面
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him.
你不能在基督的外面再去寻求什么
You cannot find anything outside of Christ.
在基督里都在基督
Everything is in Christ.
同时
At the same time,
我们今天在地上要为基督做见证
Today we want to have a testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要在身体里头做见证。
In the body, we have to have a testimony.
我们不能单枪匹马去做。
We cannot do it solo.
我们一切的工作
All our work
不是我们的工作。
It's not our work.
那是建造身体的工作。
But it's the work to build up the body.
这样才是合乎神的心意。
This is according to the heart of God.
愿主
May the Lord have mercy on us. Let us have another word of prayer. Our Lord, we thank and praise you. You are willing to entrust yourself to the church.
你愿意把你的见证交托给你的身体。
You are willing to entrust your testimony to your body.
主，我们承认我们亏欠太多。
Lord, we admit we fall short in many ways.
我们愿意痛悔在你的面前。
Lord, we want to repent before you.
我们仰望你，多把你自己向我们开启。
Lord, we look to you to reveal more of yourself to us.
叫我们能在地上做更完全的见证。
That we may be a more complete testimony for you on earth.
主啊，我们特别想到你来的日子那么近。
We think about how your coming is so soon.
你的见证还没有完全。
Yet your testimony is not yet complete.
求你兴起。
Lord, may you raise up.
兴起许多你的儿女来。
Raise up many of your children.
能进入你的见证里。
May enter into your testimony.
并且能为你做最后的见证。
And to be a testimony for you in these last days.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.